In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17, it says, I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there shall be a time for every purpose and for every work. And we understand that we are being judged now. That's pretty clear. If we have our chance now, we don't have it later. So it's important that we do what we can and understand that God is evaluating everything we do. Now in Psalm 96, we'll turn there for a second. Psalm 96, verse 13. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. And that's how we are being judged, with righteousness. In 1 Peter, we turn there. There's one more mention. 1 Peter 4, 17 says, For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? So that's the key, and that's the encouraging word for today, that we can make it. God is with us and will help us through all that. When we fall short, he's there to forgive us. All we need to do is a little knee work. Get down on our knees and ask God's forgiveness when we fall short. In Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9, it says, Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these, God will bring in you into judgment. And so we are all judged, not only us, but everyone, when they are resurrected, will be judged. So judgment is God's prerogative. In 2 Corinthians, we see another verse saying we must all come before God. 2 Corinthians 5, and verse 10 says, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. So there is a reward for those things that we do that are good. There's also a reward for the things we do that are bad, but we don't want to necessarily look forward to that. In Matthew 16, it reiterates verses 24 to 27. And Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone dares to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then his reward, he will reward each according to his works. So there it is, pretty clear there. And in Romans 2, verses 6 to 10, it says in verse 6, God will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good and seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and to the Greek. So that's the point, is that we have a wonderful reward ahead of us if we obey God. And I think we all will. Now, to bring us the intercessory prayers, David Townsend.